always ended the same way too, with Mama's screams and pleas. Annabel wanted to slide off the bed and hide beneath it. That was always her first instinct. To hide. But Beau might need her. Beau, her older brother. He was brave. Brave enough to try to fight off Father. Beau had suffered his fair share of bruises, and even a broken arm, trying to defend Mama from Father's drunken rages in the past. Annabel shook with worry for Beau now. He would put himself in harm's way. He always did. Annabel had no doubt that Beau was already awake. At 11 years old, he considered himself the man of the house, ensuring that Mama and Annabel were safe on nights like these, when Father became so unreasonable. But Beau was no match for their tall, brutish father. Be brave. Be brave. Be brave. Bracing herself for what was certain to be an awful encounter, Annabel tossed off the covers and wheeled herself to slip from the bed. The darkness terrified her, but she forced herself to run across the wide expanse of the rug in her bedchamber to the door of her room. She cracked it open and peeked out into the empty corridor. Silence. Silence wasn't necessarily a good thing. Quiet was usually a prelude to the worst of it. Be brave. Be brave. Be brave. She repeated the words again and again in her mind as she swallowed hard and forced herself to open the door wide enough to slip into the equally dark corridor. Her back against the finely papered wall, her breathing coming in bursts, so heavy her lungs hurt, Annabel slunk toward Mama's bedchamber. Just as Annabel suspected, when she passed her brother's room, his door was already open. A lit candle illuminated his empty bed. Beau had already gone to Mama's aid. Of course he had. Annabel straightened her shoulders. Be brave. Be brave. Be brave. She continued her tentative journey toward Mama's bedchamber door. The door was shut when she arrived. No doubt Beau had closed it behind him, hoping she wouldn't wake due to the commotion. Annabel took a deep breath and carefully reached out to grasp the door handle. A sharp slam made her wince and snatch her hand away. A whimper came from inside the room. Willing away the tears that sprang to her eyes, Annabel forced herself to grasp the handle with her small hands. Turning the knob, she pushed open the door a crack to see Mama cowering in the far corner of the room. Father loomed over her, a long silver candlestick in one hand, a glass filled with brown liquid in the other. He always had that glass on nights like this. Beau, brave Beau, stood in front of Mama, dodging Father's swings of the candlestick. Please, George, Mama cried again. Don't hurt him. Beau, darling, go back to bed, please. The desperation and fear in her mother's voice made Annabel shake. Her knees wobbled and her hand rattled the doorknob. She always felt as if she might retch on nights like these, but she couldn't drag her gaze away from the awful scene playing out in front of her. Tears dripped down her cheeks as she stared in horror. Instead of retreating, Beau held up his fists, aiming them at his father. Even from far away, Annabel could see that he was shaking too. She was terrified for him. But Beau was brave. He would fight till he couldn't fight any longer. There was nothing Mama could say to him to make him leave. Annabel briefly closed her eyes and said a prayer. She asked the vicar once what she should do if she needed God's help. The vicar had told her to pray. Pray and ask for what she needed, and God would see to it. Annabel prayed every time this happened, but her prayers were never answered. Father never stopped yelling. He never stopped hitting. Until he'd drawn blood or broken a bone.
Get out of my way, boy. I won't tell you again,
came Father's thunderous voice. Annabel opened her eyes again in time to see Father swing the candlestick at Beau. But Beau was faster and more agile than Father when he was in his cups. Beau easily jumped aside, missing the heavy candlestick's blow, which only served to further enrage Father. Beau backed toward the door as the man advanced toward him and swung at him once more.